Well, researchers from Yale University have developed soft robots that can attach to ordinary objects and move them around. Robotics experts are excited about the potential of the new technology. Peter Callis has this story.
Researchers from Yale University have recently developed Omniskins, small robots that transform ordinary objects into multifunctional robots. The robots are made of elastics or fabrics embedded with sensors and actuators that attach to objects and function as wearable electronics. Dr. Ajay Pandey from QUT says the robots are highly versatile and can be configured for many different jobs.
Yeah, so it's basically one can think of this as a wearable device or some sort of a secondary skin. So it's a form of a packaging that you can design to wrap the object around, and you can rely on more than one module to come up with the right shape for the right object. So rather than having this rigidity where things are designed in rectangles and squares, you can design your own segments and then attach them to take a shape.
The robots can be designed and coded individually to complete many simple tasks.
At the moment that prototype the team has developed is highly wired, so there's a lot of electrical wires running, or they are hidden inside the whole fabric of the system. So coding would require some smart strategy where you know how efficiently you can hide the power sources and also the controllers. But one can imagine, like, if you have it, you can do it in a very small wireless configuration where there is Wi-Fi communication that takes care of the heavy computing, and you only give the instructions that are required.
Traditionally, Dr. Pandey says, robots were seen as symmetrical, static, metallic objects, but figures in the industry are now trying to change the public perception of robotics.
Very recently, there was a bit of a forum discussion where everyone working in robotics, they kind of sat down to identify what are these areas that we need to bring to traditional robotics to improve it and make it more deployable, to increase its acceptability. And as a safety is a very important thing, having this ability to deploy this machine safely around us is one prime concern.
He says the idea of soft robotics was a return to the drawing board and a reconsideration of how robots could be integrated into our lives.
So it's a new line of research that has opened, and people from different disciplines are coming together to bring the knowledge from polymers, electro-responsive materials, and also flexible electronics.
The field of research combines innovations from multiple disciplines, which is why similar projects have failed in the past.
If you go for the softness, you compromise the payload and the rigidity that you need, and then you can't model the system to predict, like, this is the way it's going to behave. So it took a while before anything sizable or physical would appear that meets the requirement, and this work definitely is one good example of that. Designers can look into and say, oh, I know this material, I know working with this fabric, and so I can design a new kind of robot. So it's going to turn the whole thing in a very different way, where what was the traditionally accepted form of robotics will look very different.
Despite its potential, Dr. Pandey says the Omniskin project still has some problems.
So this is definitely a first of its example. It's not a very fine version of a robot that is associated with the high precision and stability that you would assume, because it is soft, means you can't get a lot of accuracy that is required for gaining a precision. So, but that can be done by refining the prototype and using the right kind of materials. So at the moment, it's kind of a compromise between accuracy and functionality.
He says research into robotics is slowly fixing these issues.
But it's still not refined to a level where it merges the robots as a skin we have on our body. So there's a fair bit to go, but it's a very good, important step towards that aim.
That story was by Peter Callis.